Brett, congratulations on a Mountain Division championship. Team looks pretty good right now.
Yeah, I know. We've been playing well these past few weeks. Been making improvements all year, and it's nice to finally see it start to pay dividends late in the year.
Before kind of delving into what has gone right and what is next, just how much better is your life on a day-to-day basis now that you've got it going, the team is now rolling in the win column, and right now at least it seems like everything is good with the team?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I don't really think my process has changed much throughout the year. It's really just been focusing, about, what can I improve on each week. I felt like I was playing, well coming into fall camp, coming into the year. Didn't get into a very good rhythm those first few weeks, but, it's nice to see that our entire offense has improved and, up front and our receivers as well.
We'll talk about the other guys in just a second, but Chris mentions about your improvement. I know the process has probably been the same, as you say, so you prepared for each game. So why do you think the results have been better?
I think we've done a better job of spreading it out, these past few weeks. And, for me, it's really been, I felt like I've gotten into a better rhythm. And, I'm just out there, trying to, play confidently and, get out there and spread the ball around. So it really hasn't been anything different as far as, the scheme or anything like that. I think it's been a better commitment to the pass game. And then obviously our entire team has gotten better. So that's helped me as well.
Brett Rypien joining us on Idaho Sports Talk. Looking back on it, what has been the moment? When did you realize, okay, now I'm in a rhythm, as opposed to a game ago or a play ago, I wasn't in a rhythm? Where exactly, looking back on it, was the turning point?
I would say probably in the second half of the Wyoming game. That's when I really started to feel like I was, getting back into, playing the position. And that's, one thing that, maybe I didn't do as well during earlier in the year is, just playing fast and not trying to think too much and, just seeing the defense, not trying to, see too much and just playing. So trusting within the scheme. So it's been ever since I think that game that I've really started to feel good.
Brett Rypien joining us, Boise State quarterback, junior quarterback. Brett, what's the biggest difference when you're playing quarterback against a team that you are trailing, like Colorado State, or leading like Air Force? Is there a different feel in the huddle? Is there a different feel when you're on the field if you've got, say, a two-touchdown lead or you're down by two touchdowns?
I think the only real difference is probably the play calling. And if we're up later in the game, we're probably not going to be throwing it as much trying to run the clock down and keep our defense off the field. But when we're down, we obviously have to, get ourselves back in it, so we're going to be throwing it more. But, really for us, the emphasis all year has been play four quarters and, never take our foot off the gas pedal. So, and the mentality in the huddle is always the same.
Now, you mentioned the development of the receivers and the emergence of them. How has Sean Monster and A.J. Richardson gotten better from where they were at the beginning of the year to where they are right now?
I think just the commitment to, focusing on getting better every single week. And, obviously we weren't clicking the first few weeks, as an offense as a whole. I think we had some moments in there. But, there wasn't really a moment where I felt like, we were panicked about, we're not ready to play. I always felt like we were ready to play. It just wasn't showing up on the stat sheet. So, it's just one of those things. You got to be persistent and you got to wait for your chances. And, thankfully we've done a better job of spreading out and getting more guys involved. And that's helped out as well.
Brett Rypien joining us, Boise State quarterback here on Idaho Sports Talk with Bob and Chris. So, Brett, what about the offensive line? It sure looks like you've had a lot more time to throw in the last month or so than you did earlier in the season. How have you seen them get better?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's really everybody that's gotten better. From game one to where we are now, I think the offensive line has probably improved the most, especially with a lot of inexperience at that position. They've done an unbelievable job. Coach Bedell has done an unbelievable job of getting those guys prepared every single week. And, it's really nice to see them, starting to really hone their craft and, get on the same page, and communication has been a lot better with them. So that's been a huge factor as well.
Now, looking forward, you got two games coming up against the same team. Have you ever had a situation like that where you face the same team in back-to-back weeks?
No, I never have. This will be the first time, but we're looking forward to it. Fresno's a great opponent, and it's gonna be a fun two games for sure.
So how do you approach this? Like, how do you even go into the week of the first matchup with them, knowing that the second one has a lot higher stakes than the first one?
I think it's the same mentality. Like I've been saying, it sounds pretty mundane, but we're just trying to get ourselves better every single week, and that's the focus. You know, I'm focused on today's practice. Going out there, improving on what I think I need to improve on from last game, and really focusing and honing in on that and playing our best game on Saturday. And I think if we do that these next 2 weeks, if we improve every single week, we're going to be sitting pretty good.
Playing 2 weeks in a row, advantage for the offense or advantage for the defense? And I mean, for both teams. I mean, they're going to be doing the same thing and prepping and evaluating what happened in the first game. Do you think playing the same team again helps the O or helps the D?
I'm not really sure. You know, I've never really been in a situation like this before, so I couldn't really tell you that. All I know is that, we gotta focus on ourselves first. I think first and foremost, really study our opponent hard this week. See what happens on Saturday. And then, from there we can evaluate how we're going to, attack them the week after. But, I can't really give you an answer there.
Yeah, football's so much about tendencies and learning the tendencies for the opponent to get and any kind of advantage that you can get. Do you have to focus a little bit more on your own tendencies, knowing that, hey, this same defense is facing me the next week, so I can't show them maybe something specific that I'd want to show them in a game that mattered more?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that really mentality at all. I think we're gonna game plan them like we have game planned anybody. Throughout the year, and then from there we can evaluate, what we want to do the next week. But really we got to focus on this week first, and, from there we'll figure it out.
Want to congratulate you, Brett, on being named a District Academic All-America. You and four teammates on the sort of the Western team, if you will, 3.6 GPA in general business. What would it mean to you if you could get the National Award for quarterback for Academic All-American?
That would be awesome. The first focus here is, to get a degree. And, something that we really focus on hard. We have a great academic team here. And, they've done all year, have done a really good job of, getting us all, prepared every single week to, be successful in the classroom as well. So that would be, mean a lot. And, we got some really good academic advisors around here that I would have to thank for that.